Alvin barked out a few words in Outcastese to Curlyhorns, who barked back at him again. "I have to admit at this point that I have been guilty of a little innocent deception," said Alvin. "My name is not Alvin the Poor but Honest Farmer. I am, in fact, his most mighty murderousness, Alvin the Treacherous, great high chieftain of the Outcast tribe. I don't know why, but I felt if I'd told you this from the beginning, you might not have given me a very warm welcome."
"An outcast?" gasped the hooligans.
Alvin laughed. "That's right," he said. "An outcast. Us outcasts don't always go around on all fours dressed in animal skins, you know. Even we are moving with the times." He went over to Stoic and gently removed the storm blade from Stoic's hand. "Mine, I think," said Alvin. Alvin unscrewed the claw from his right hand, as Hiccup had seen him do once before. He attached his sword holder contraption in its place, into which he carefully twisted the storm blade. He screwed it very tightly so that it was completely steady. And while he did all this, he talked. "You see, Stoic," said Alvin, "we barbarian chieftains are facing a new challenge. We have to fight the creeping forces of civilization by becoming fiercer and crueler than ever. You, Stoic, have gone soft."
"I have not,"
protested Stoic indignantly. "Grimbeard the Ghastly would be turning in his grave if he could see you now," tut-tutted Alvin. "You hooligans have become bungling amateurs, all noise and show, with no real wickedness to you at all. Now I have worked hard to bring us outcasts up to date. Outwardly, we now have some of the clothes and the manners of civilization, but inwardly, we are tougher and more truly outcast than we have ever been. We are your real professional pirates, heartless, murdering, blood-sucking, slave traders." Alvin paused for breath. "Talking of which," he then continued, "take your last look at your rather plain little island." He gestured at the friendly cliffs of Berk. "All of you hooligans are about to enter the slave trade yourselves, in the very important role of slaves." The hooligans groaned. There was no worse fate for a proud and independent Viking than to be sold into bondage. "I am sure you will all make excellent slaves," said Alvin kindly, "because you are all very strong and frankly none too bright, and I do hate to threaten, but anybody who objects will thoroughly regret it."